We're holding Dav Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. Just last Gemara again, the end of Chav Vav, where days was that Omelay and Tilum Adav Shesh Beminoi Shulya. So the Gemara says, Kshura Beimal, let's say that the Shulya was tied to the raven, and he had a miscarriage, something looking like a raven. Omelay, he said to him, Dav Shesh Neshalta, yes, something that doesn't happen. Eitz, the Gemara says, yes, question, no, it does happen. It turns to Locha, what's going to be? Hamapeles min Behem Achayiv Yoyf. Avnisha is mapla as a miscarriage, something that looks like a behem chayiv yoif. It says clearly, even though it's a knife, it looks like a bird. Vishuyi mohim, and the placenta comes out with them. So bismancha shuyikshuyi mohim, when the shuyi is tied around with them, and choshin lavlad achar, we're not afraid that maybe the shuyi has another vlad, but rather we say this came out of the shuyi. Ain shuyikshuyi mohim, let's say the shuyi is not tied onto them, then we are afraid maybe there was another blood here besides this min chayiv yoif. So I hope one of you see there is a mitzvah that the shuyah could be tied around the yoif, and then we say the shuyah is from this life, we're not afraid to have another bird. So it says clearly, but ain shuyah shuriman chayshin vadachar, and the loch is hareni matal layem. In such a case where it's not shuri moyim, I give a chumrah of shnei vlodis. Rashi says what chaymish ne did happen of chavzaynam and aleph, that chaymish ne vlodis im ze zocher, if the one that gave birth now was a zocher, chashun maybe duv in a cave heve, maybe there was in a cave also a heve, who the shuda was in the shuya. Therefore, the attention was zocher in the cave. Well, the Rabban Rashi says, now the Yarmouth, they say, I'm a Pelech Chayiv Yoif, ain't a Vlad, not a Vlad anyway. Schur Maichum Riko, over here, Baha'i Vlad. Machrinu Allah, Lemeima, Leker, Shum Vlad, there's no Vlad at all. V'ein lo dam, shed lo dam, toy, v'ein lo chum adilei. Mishum Shulya, metamin alei shvarayim. As Mishum the Shulya, we give a Chumra, then maybe it has a Vlad. Therefore, he's told me for 2 weeks. But to give you, may tire with that we don't have, because we go to Chumra. That's called Chaymer Shnei Vladis. Why? Because Shani Yem have read to say that Shem in the Muach Shafir shall show you. Does was have a right to be afraid that Shem in the Muach, maybe it like melted down, Shafir, that means the Vlad, shall show you that was inside the Shulya. And if in the Muach it also melted down, Shulya shall Shafir, that the center of the Shafir also melted down. So it's not a co-planning, you see that when the Shulya is tied around the Erev, we do say it comes from the Erev. So Tiyufta, so there's a kasha of the Rebbe, it's a Tiyufta and Rebbe, that he said, Dov Hashem Nishralta. So Rashi says, Dov Hashem Yomer, that Vlad Heve Yem Ashulya, V'nimuach Shvir Shashur, there was a Vlad there, and that melted down. Then we say, V'shem V'nimuach Shliyosa Shashvir, means that this Kolayma, U Shliyosa Shazeh, the placenta of this one Shlefenenu, Nimuach, got melted down. V'zuen Shlo, it is not from the one. Hoyl v'enek shur, boy, since it's not this shulya is not tied on to this vlad that came out now. So therefore we say, even though there's a vlad coming out now, maybe there was a different shulya. Ketan means what we learn over here, that there's a man k'shek shur, meant it's possible to have the shulya tied around the Erev, and then we say it does come from it. So that's a kash from Rebbe, the Rebbe before said, Tadav v'sheyna shirat. So techlem s'tiyufta on Rebbe. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabba b'sheylo, Omar Rav Masno Mashmuel, that Maisa once happened, V'tolu es ha-shulya b'vlad ad asor yomim. That even though first she gave birth, and then the placenta came out even 10 days later, we're not afraid to say maybe that placenta was like from another vlad, there's another lady here, but rather we say even though first came out 10 days later, that placenta is from this first vlad, there's nothing more than the first vlad. Rather says, V'lo yomru tolin. When do we say with Toilu Nele B'Shulya Habu Achra Vlad? If first she gave birth, and then the placenta comes out later. So when the placenta comes out later, we say that placenta was first part of the first Vlad, not a new lady by itself. But Mashma, if the placenta would come out first, and then later there would be a Vlad, and the Chnaim then would say that first Shulya came because of a different Vlad. Now, Omer Rabba Baba Chona, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, my says once happened, Vatola Sashulya Bavlad, and the case where first the Vlad came out and then the Shulya, the placenta came out, Ad Chav Gimuyom, even though it's 23 days later, still we say that placenta was part of this first Vlad, it's not a new Vlad by itself. Omer Rabbi Yosef Gershon said, no, the Maisa was Ad Chav Dalet or Matla. And you said the case was till 24 days later. Still, we're told that that placenta was from this first blood. Omer Rav Acha, Buret Rav Iro, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Maisa has once happened the case. Then the case the first had a vlad, and then later the placenta first came out 33 days later, a month later. And still we're told to say that that placenta was from this first vlad, it's not a new vlad by itself. Omalei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, and they said, no, that you told us it was 34 days. That's how long later when the placenta comes out, still we say it's from this first vlad. It's more like this. This is very good. It says, you led this limikatoyim. The nisha that gives birth after 9 months, it could be partially, it doesn't have to be a complete 9 months, but in the middle of the 9th month, she could give birth. So then, mishkakas, I can have a case like this. One, the first one gave birth at the end of 7 complete months. And then Viyacha, the next one that came out 33 days later, was Nigmur Tzurosoi, the Tchilas Tisha, the second blood, and that was Nigmur at the beginning of the 9th month. So therefore, since 33 days later, it's possible to say it's a new blood. But El Laman Diyom, according to Man Diyom, it says no, that you're led as the teacher, somebody gives birth after 9 months. Any you're led as the Mekatorim, she does not give birth in the middle of the 9th month. It has to be 9 complete months. And so, Michael and Mema, how could you have it then that 33 days later you could see it, you tell it's a new Vlad? How could it be a new Vlad, Lechuron, that how could it be one's a Zion and one's a test? It can't be Shakayama then, it can't be Michael and Mema. So, Mashal, we're only told him 233 days, and once it's 34, once it's 35 days, then we say it's called a new Vlad, this show, it's not the old one. So, the question is, how could this be? Michael Mema, Sigmar Sanechtam, the Apech Shmat, the change around the Girsa. And goes like this. Lamed Gimel Leshuya. The case where the placenta comes out, Senechnami, then if there's a Vlad now, and the placenta comes out even though it's 33 days later, we'll say that Shuya is still part of the first Vlad. But Chav Gimel Vlad means if you give birth now, and then later give birth to another baby 23 days later, still will say what? It's from the first birth like. So this Chav Gimel Vlad means in the 7th month that one baby was finished at the beginning of the 7th month and the other one came out towards the end of the 7th month, because during the 7th month that everybody agrees it could be born the Mukatoyim partial of the month. Omer Rabavin Ba Rav Ada Omer Rav Menachem Ish Kfar Shorim V'yamrlo, some say Beishorim, from the place Beishorim, that Maisa once happened the case for Nishtoye Vlad Echod Achachaveiro Gimachadoshim, that you give birth to one kid and then the next kid came out mamish 3 months later. V'rehem Yoshna Faneinu, both are alive. V'veisa Medrash Omanin, who are these two brothers? Yehuda V'chizkiya B'nei Rebchir, the two sons of Rebchir. So question is, I V'omama, we said Anisha Mesabreras V'chazeras Mesabreras, the cloud is once Anisha is pregnant, she can't become pregnant a second time. So how is it possible to say with this Gimel or Chadosh, which gave birth later, 3 months later? Davin was like twins. So Davin was like, it's gave birth once. Then the second one, she can become pregnant while she's pregnant already. So Rabbi Abai said the case is like this. It's not two separate births, but rather Tipa Achas Hoysa. She came pregnant at one shot, was one Tipa. Then it's Chalkul Ishtam divided into two. And the case is like twins. Echad Nigmar Tzorosa B'tchila Zayin. One's gun's finished at the beginning of the 7th month. The Echad B'Seif Test, the other one got finished at the end of the 9th month. That's how you can have it, these two kids, two twins, that were born 3 months apart. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah that Shuyiv Abayis, in the case we have a placenta in the house, so Abayis told me that again we say there was a Vlad in his placenta and the Vlad is mace, therefore there's two mace in the house. Ton Rabban, look like this. Shilya Babayis, and you have this percent in the house. So Lochris Habayis told me, the house Takris told me, Sechal is Loisha Shilya Vlad. Not that the pshat is that we say the Shilya is really a Vlad. Elo Shein Shilya Shein Vladimo. That pshat is that when the Shilya came out, there was a Vlad inside it. Even though right now we don't see it, it was Nimuach now. But when it first came out, there was a Vlad inside it and it was Mace. Therefore, there is a Din Tumas Mace in the house. Tivu Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi, Rabbi Shimon, they all say no metairin. They all know that the bias is tall. We don't say there was a mace there. And the pshat is because we say it was nimuach in the mother's stomach before it came out. So Omer lo Rabbi Meir, they said to Rabbi Meir, Iyat Moida, don't you agree, Shim Hoitziyu Yu Besefel, the Beis Achitzon? Let's say they took this placenta out of this first room where she had the miscarriage in itself, let's say in a basket, and brought it into a second room. Shutor, then the second room, we say for sure, like it got melted down, the vlad, it's not called the vlad anymore, and therefore it's tor in the second room. Omer answer, Meir said back, Avol, yes, I admit to you. If so, the yes, Meir, Veloma, why? That kishem shein like we say, the same way you admit to us in the second room, it already dissolved the uber, the vlad, so it's not called the mace anymore. If so, kach ein of the base of tnini, we all the same thing in the first house, first room also. Even as soon as the mother had the miscarriage, the shaliyah came out, we say already it was melted down before it came out, and there's no vlad, there's no mace there. So why do you only say in the second room and not in the first room? Omer lens from Meir said back to him like this. Ain't a dream, it's not like Nimuk Pamachas and Nimuk based Pamim. Something melted down one time, melted down two times. In other words, in the first room where it came out there, it didn't melt down yet. Therefore we say when it came out with the Vlad. But now when you move it around and bring it into the second room, that makes it melt away. And therefore we say in the second room, there's no more Vlad anymore. Therefore in the second room, Tak it's Torah. Or in the first room, before it dissolved, before it melted down, then we say there was a vlad, therefore there was a tumas mace. The other Gemara says, Yosef Rapopo Achurei Rav Beivoi. Rapopo was sitting in the back of Rav Beivoi, Kaim the Rav Hanuna, in front of Rav Hanuna. The Yosef, they're sitting in the corner, they said like this, my time with Rav Shimon, what's the reason of Rav Shimon? They says, now Mishnah, that I show you, but the bias is not Tomei, why? So Gemara thought to say like this, Sovar that called tumma shinasar bo me minachar b'teila. Anytime you have tumma, that something else was mixed with it, therefore becomes bottle. So here also, lamaisa we say this should the vlad became melted down and it got mixed up with the other dam there, and therefore becomes bottle. Rashi says minach means afilu min tumi to another min tumma, and main a shovel is not the exact same tumma be bottle. This Omru Rapopo, Rapopo said back, Hainu Nami Tamayat Rabbi Yehuda. This is also the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, that they also say it's Tor. So where it says, Achikulai, they left at him, that Maishino Pshita, like what should be the difference of Ada? Once that's the reason of Rabbi Shimon, Pshita, that's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef also. That they will say the exact same Malacha. Omru Rapopo said like this, no, Filo kihomils or something like this, lame incha, a person to say over clearly what the loch is and what the reason is. You should say what the reason is. Because, v'loi nishta come in, don't keep quiet. Become Rebbe. Don't keep crying in front of your Rebbe, kaimi Rabbi. Why, Mishum Shneem, the Apostle says, im nevalta bis nase, v'im zimu siyad lepeh. So Rashi says it means, im nevalta means, atzmuch al divre Torah, sefach lis nase. If you're not embarrassed to ask questions, you keep on asking questions, that's the way to misnasi, you become great that way. V'yemzimus means if you keep quiet though, sefer losum yadapeh, you put your hands into your mouth. Shleitet, you won't know loshev, l'shon won't obey the answer back to people that ask you. Therefore it's good to always speak out and ask questions and say clearly exactly what you mean to say. The other one says, v'yosto Hashem l'tam, Rav Shimon goes according to his own tam. Again, after the Shimon says here, that the bias is Torah, because since there's other things mixed up, the tumor becomes bottle. So if Shimon goes the time, the tiny would go like this. Mole tarvud rekev, the special halacha, if you have a spoonful of rekev, that's a mace that started to disintegrate already, it started to rot away, so the rotted part of the flesh is called rekev. So the mole tarvud spoonful, that's halacha, it has tumas mace on it. What happened? Shenofla toichei off a kosher, a drop of dirt fell into this mixture, fell into this rekev of mace. So lochris tomei. And the Kama says, yes, it's still tomei. You still have the mole tarver, therefore it's tomei. Rav Shimon, Matav Shimon says, no, it's tor. So most of my time, what's the reason of Rav Shimon? My time is Rav Shimon.
Omer Rav, Ravi says, as kach tinu le Rav bonon de Rav, I met the Rabbonon de Rav, the Yasmid and Sinu Karma, they said like this, I efshir shalo yirbe shtei predois ofron, a predacha sherekev, the pshat is, that in one part, where this offer fell, it fell like two particles of dirt, fell into like one particle of rekev, of the piece of the flesh of the mace. And therefore, v'chosle, and it's missing now the moly tarvud, that's Allah l'mash, it seems that you have a moly tarvud, a spoonful of this rekev, of this rotted away of the mace, that has a tumas mace. But here, that part of it, one speck of it, was bottle brave, therefore it's not here anymore, it's bottle. So where it says, that's maybe that's the reason of Rabbi Shimon. So we're saying, no, other, let's say just the opposite way around. Yevsha shala yirba shte predois rekov al predo achas al predo achas offer. Say the opposite way. There may be two particles of this rekiv got mixed up with the one particle of offer. And now the offer is bought with the rekiv. If so, v'nofesh leishur, it's like you have more now, you have more than the molly rekiv. So say the opposite. Why do we say it's bottles? Yeah, we say it's marbe. The mistama, there's more particles of rekiv here than there is of this offer. So let's say the offer becomes bottle to the rekiv. So you don't miss the shear. If anything, you have more than the shear. So that can be the time of Rabbi Shimon. Smur says anachdami. El rad omer rabbi. Rabbi says like this. Haino time. This is the reason of Rabbi Shimon. That soifa kitchilosoi. The end of it is like the beginning of this halacha of rekiv. There's a special halacha that matzil also. It's also at the beginning of this tumas rekiv. Nasal dover achar gan gilun. That at the beginning, when you first have a mace and starts to rot away, if he was buried like we'll soon see with his clothing on, or some wood that rots away with it, so even a little bit of this other things rotted away with the mace, it's nasal gil gilun. Or Rashi says means dover haniglal imoy, which means to say it's like bottle. Rashi says bottle. That's a lot of Moshe Sinai. That any times a little bit other things rotting away mixed up with the mace, it's both of the Tumas mace. That's at the beginning. It's af soifa something at the end. After you have the rekiv there ready, if something else gets mixed into it, it's mevatel the din of the rekiv. It's not like dover achar gad gilun. It's like these other things, like this dirt that falls into this molit tarb of rekiv. That's mevatel the din rekiv. Rashi says the gala means bittel, it's mevato the din of the rekiv. My, where's this halacha? The tiny word like this. Eizeyu mace, what's the halacha of a mace? Sheesh le rekiv, it has a din rekiv on it. V'eizeyu mace, shein le rekiv. Where's the mace? Even though it rots away, does not have a din rekiv on it. Nikbar orum, if it's, you bury him, orum, if you bury the mace undressed, b'yorin shel shayish, when the coffin of marble that does not rot away, or yagabi ritzpush of one of you bury him on top of floor, or stone floor that does not rot away, zil mesh yesh the rekiv. That's a mesh, that's a rekiv that he rots away, there's nothing else rotting away with it, it's only the flesh that rots away, that has a tumas rekiv on it. But zil mesh, where's the case of a mesh, shein lo rekiv, has a tumas rekiv? Nikva b'ksusa, in the case where you buried the mesh with his clothing, or he b'yoron chalet, so you buried him in the oron that has wood, that the wood also rots away. Or yagabi ritzpa shalavon, or a floor made out of bricks, that the bricks also rot away. Zil mei shein l'rekiv, that's the mace that does not have a tumas rekiv, since something else rotted away with it. So the yomu rekiv, almost has said the din of rekiv, el l'meis b'vav, only by mace that disintegrates. What does it mean to say, l'mutei horik, d'loi gufei mole tarbu rekiv, d'loi. A case where he was killed, then there's no din of mole rekiv. Molarek was only where the mace himself was buried. So Rashi says it means Lafuki Horuk Deloy Lefishiot Tadomai. Because if he killed him, so says blood would drip out. Vechosa, then the mace is missing something. And we owe the Masechta Nozir that Mesha Choser Ain Larekiv, the mace that's missing part of him, there's no din rekiv. Rekiv is only if you have a complete mace. And then he starts to rot away. So a molly tarver, a spoonful of that, has tumas mace. That's the halach l'mash misin, the special halacha. So a koponim, we see at the beginning of it, if it was buried with clothing, that the clothing also right away with him, he has no tumas rekiv. So that's the swerve of Rabbi Shimon, just like at the beginning, if something else is mixed into the molly rekiv, it's mevatel, the din molly rekiv, Who are then beside for, even though you have already the mace that was buried Orem, buried just by himself without any clothing in a coffer in Shalshayas of marble. But later, if some dirt comes into it, Smavato the din, Smavato the din of Rekev. Nothing more says Gufa. What did we just say before? Gufa, that Molet Tarvud Rekev, if you had the spoonful of this running away part of the flesh of the mace, Shinofo Techiyoko, some dirt fell into a kosher a little bit, Tomei. However, again, Rabbi Shimon Metar, Shimon Shuit says, no, that's Tover, Shimon Metar. What's going to be Mole Tarvud Rekev, the spoonful of this rot in the way of the mace, Shenis Sparza that got spread out the bias in the house? So again, Habayas Tomei, according to the Kama, the bias is Tomei. Rabbi Shimon Metar, Shimon knows, no, since you don't have the shear, Bevas Achas, and one twice, it's Tor. So what's the Tzricha, I need both of these Chidushim, both of these Machlaikisin over here. Because the Yashmin, if I would have just heard the Yashminin, Kamaisa, the first case, I would have thought to say, Behi, Kami Rabbanin said that it's Tomei Mishum de Michna, of course, it's in one place. Even though some offer got inside it, so what? But you have a Molotov in one place, therefore it has too much mace on it. I'm on a spaza, but where it got spread out, and I would have thought the same model of Shimon agrees with Rabbi Shimon. The Yain Maya, the Chorazumayan, you can't look at two separate parts of it. Since each part has less than a shear, you don't even start after two parts. So we're thought to say it has no tumas mace on it. Kamashman, yes, still it has a tumas mace on it. V'yashmin, v'av, would have just heard the second case with Nespaza, would have thought to say, v'ho omer abshimin, only over here does abshimin say that it's tor. Why do you imayi v'chos the mal? Can't like have two types of oils over it. Av above, in the first case, where it's all in one place, just some offer got mixed into it. Anyway, I would have thought to say, Maidu Lulu Rabban, and maybe Greek to Rabban to say that this Tomei is Tricha. Therefore, I need the Chiddush in both places to say that Rabbi Shimon says in both places it's Tor, and the Rabban says no, in both places the Din is Tomei. Tani, they wrote another brace like this. Mole Tarvid, if you have a spoonful of this right of the way part of the mace, the Oid a little bit more, Mole Tarvid the Oid, and also Beisak Voris, or else that means from the dirt to the basic verse. So Tommy, we say it's Tommy. If we have Shimon Metar, Shimon says it's Tor. So let's see, in my time, what's the reason of the Rabbonim? But if we shiyer shemoli tavid v'yoyed off a basic verse, shein b'moli tavid rekev. That's for sure, since you took it out of the basic verse, most of it is from right of the way nice. And therefore, even have, since you have a little bit more than a spoonful, for sure there's at least a spoonful of the nice. And therefore it has two mace, according to Rabbanan, I don't care if something else is mixed into it. As long as you have the shear of a Mole Tarvud, it has two mace. However, Mole Tarvud. So that's the Rabbanan Shita. But according to Rabbi Shimon Tak, it's Mitai or what? Because that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. That's part of the Loch of Mole Tarvud, that if you have some offer mixed into it, so it doesn't have a din of Mole Tarvud. So it works like this. Hashtim, now the Amid you're telling me. Time with Hashem, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Mishum Seifa Kitkilosai. Because the end is considered like the beginning, just like at the beginning, since there's some offer mixed into the Rekev. That takes away the din Rekev. Who are din Beseifa? You also the reason why if there's some offer mixed into the Rekev. If Mavatl's din Rekev, if so, Fred Gemara, Gabishulya, my timer, that's only Svar, Halakha Moshmistina, but it didn't Rekiv. But by Shulya, that's not a Rekiv. That's a Shulya, you have the placenta right now. So what's the Shadow over here? By the placenta. Why should Rabbi Shimon say when the placenta comes down, this bias, why do you say the bias is Tor? The Hura, the Vlad is Nimuach inside it. Why shouldn't there be a Tumas Vlad over here? Samarin says, Omer Rabbi Yechner Mishum, Bito Brev Nogabar. Hatem Rabbi Shimon holds, here's a svarafin, bitabroiv, that's the reason why it's bottle. So Rashi learns, Shedam haleda nisraba al michay vlad, the dam haleda gets mixed up with the vlad that was melted down on the vatloi. That's the reason why Mishima says it's torn. In other words, before the vlad came out, the shilya came out, we say it was already melted down, and therefore there's no more tumas vlad because it's bottle bereif. The Yosef Yechon Tavir, Yechon goes according to his own town, that the Yom of Yechon Tavir says that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov, Amr Dov Yechon, they both say the same thing. Now Rabbi Shimon had him, Rabbi Shimon is what we just said. Rabbi Shimon holds that the Uber, the Vlad, gets mixed up with the Dam and it's Bata Barayf. Reb Lezer, where's he? The Loch of the Tanya will learn like this. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oima. Behema gasa, a big behema, it's a cow. Sheshofa chavoros dam, would let out a piece of dam. Harezu to cover, you have to bury it, you have to be afraid that's like a vlad. Uptur min abachorah. And therefore, what comes out after it is like a potter min abachor. Because we say, oh, what came out there was a vlad. V'tani learned like this, v'tani abchi olor abchi learned like this, to ainim etamo. But this chavoros dam, this piece of blood that comes out, has no tumah to it. Loi b'maga, not if you touch it, loi b'maga, not if you carry it. The question is why? Since we say if you touch this chavoros dam, this piece of dam, you're not tamei. Loi b'maga, not by touching it, loi b'maga, not by carrying it. If so, you say it's not called the vlad. So it says it's not called the vlad, the mighty cover. Why do you have to bury it for? Who does no vlad here? So Marin says that the first one to make a piece, everybody should know, that what came out right now, part is the next one from the Bechor, it's not called the Bechor anymore. So the question is, why not? Alma, what are we to say? What do we mean to say? That Vlad Malia, that really what came out now was a Vlad Malia. Says, so why, if you touch it, are you tore? Why do we say it's not Tomei? So you have to say the pshat is that this Vlad right now is Limuach and gets mixed into the dam. You see, it becomes Bota Broi with the dam. That's what Yechonin said, that both from Shimon and Lezer ben Yaakov all the same thing, that a Vlad could become Bota Broiv with the dam. So Mor says now, V'yamai, what's the reason why? So Tony Reb Chia, Einem Etam Lev Magal Vem Aser, and Reb Yechonin Mishrim Bita Broiv No Gobot, the same reason, he would say it's Bota Broiv, Enecham Mitzchavera's dam had the Uber in it, but the Pshat is, it got mixed up with the rest of the dam, and it's Bota Broiv, that's why it has no Tumah. But our co-partner, it is called the Leda, that a part of the next Bechor behemoth that comes out, is not called the Bechor. Omer Rabbani, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Umoydi Rabbi Shimon agrees, She'imoy Temeya Leda, that the mother has a Tumas Leda in this case, that where the Shulia comes out, even though the Mitzvah is bought the bread, it has a din Tumor, but our co-partner, Mitzvah, it was a Leda, and the Isha has Tumas Leda on her. Omer who Saba, so the person said, the Rebbe could Rabbami. Asaba Nukhor, let me explain to you time of the Rebbe Yechanan, explain to you the reason of Rebbe Yechanan. Because the Omer Kor, the Pasuk says like this, Isha ki Sazriya Nishira has Zera, the Yod Zachar, she gives birth to a Zachar, she has Tumas Lady Rona. So we dashen like this, Afidu lo Yod Elakain Shazriya, even though what came out was only something like Zera, means it melted down, still the Meister has a Tumas Lady on it. Is Temeya Lady. See, even though Filchus Tumah, it's called Bota Brave, it's bottle in the dam, and therefore if you touch it, you're not Tomei, but I call it upon her, Lamay said, Isha has a din later on her, and therefore she'll have a Tumas later. Resh Lakish Omer Shlakish says, Shvir, that's the sack of skin, Shetofu b'meimov, it got mixed up, it got like beaten up, b'meimov its liquid, is Nasa Kemeshin is Babla Sarasas, like a mace, that the Tsurva got mixed up, and it has no tumor on it. It's tohor. So Rashi says, tofu bikora, yeah, the name of shedichu behen, that you washed it with it. Inami, or else Rashi says, b'mehaleda, with the mehaleda, v'atinu shiyotzimo. So it takes away the tumor from it. Now, Omer Reb Yochanan said back to Rosh Lakish, how do you know this halacha? That mace, if your regular mace, is balbless rost, if it's surah, got mixed up. Minon, how do we know to say the Torah that's like a Torah? How do you know this? The chur's a mace, so what do I care if it got mixed up in the water? What takes off the din tumah shabai? Learn if you want to tell me, Mihod the Omer Rebbe, that the Rebbe said, Tod the Omer Rebbe Shapsoi, Omer Rebbe Yitzchok, Mi Gad Lo, Riyamil Samsi Omer Rebbe Yitzchok, Mi Gad Lo, Omer Rebbe Shapsoi, Mace Shenisra, for mace that was burnt up. Vishoulder kayomis, vishoulder means gufa kaimra, she says. So in the spaza refer, the dirt or the ash is not got spread out, but the form is still there, you can still see the complete form. That's called the mace was burnt, but the complete form is still there. It's tummy, it has a tummy to it. Maisa once happened, hoyevetimoloi, psachim gdolim, and they metama big doors because then, Rashi says, shalabot fachim, big doors became tummy because this mace, besides the mace, is soifai. Lot says through those doors, therefore became Tommy. The Tiru Leb Sachem Tanim, but the smaller doors, it's not only for the mace to go through, those doors remain Torah. Anything underneath those doors or in those doors remain Torah. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on. We'll continue on the next lot on the other side. So we're at the end of the tape, and then turn over, we'll do the Chav Ches on the other side of this tape.